Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and it is my pleasure to welcome back to the Alaska Live studios, Emily Anderson.
Yay!
And you have brought with you some of your good musical friends. Who do we have here at the studios today?
We have Rachel DeTemple on fiddle, Sarah Hulak, and Flynn Luddington on background vocals.
Listeners, this is going to be a wonderful time to just cozy up to the speakers and keep it tuned here for the next hour of Alaska Live. Emily Anderson has brought in one of the best fiddle players we have in the Fairbanks folk scene and beyond. And the gorgeous songbirds you have with you in Sarah and Flynn. And so with your songs, I can't wait for this hour. What's starting us off?
We're going to do a song about space, and then we're going to go right into a three-part vocal harmony song called I'm Gonna Sing.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm gonna sing till the day I die. I'm gonna sing till the day I die. Hallelujah, I'm gonna sing until the day I die. And I'm gonna love till my chariot comes. I'm gonna love until my chariot comes. Hallelujah, I'm gonna love until my chariot comes. And I'm gonna listen for the still small voice. I'm gonna listen for that still small voice. Hallelujah, I'm gonna listen for the still small voice. And I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more. I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more. Sing till I can sing no more. And I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more.
Sing no more.
I'm gonna
sing
till I can sing no more.
Sing no more.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more. Hallelujah. I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more. Hallelujah, I'm gonna sing till I can sing no more.
Oh, amen, sisters. Wow. Emily Anderson and friends are here for KUAC's Alaska Live, and I know that first song, Space, was off of your 2017 release, Simple Things, and what about that a cappella song?
That one I wrote this November, actually. It was right as I was setting up for a show that I did for the Music in the Woods series, and I was all alone in the Unitarian Church, and I just started singing this. And then it just kind of like, this was one of those gifts, those songs that are just like universe gifts that just like pop out, and here it is. And Flynn and Sarah are wonderful enough to sing it with me.
The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Hall has such great acoustics too, and so I can see where that moved you to write a song that's so new and so familiar all at the same time. Oh, it's just really touching. And Flynn, do you want to jump over there and maybe adjust it just a bit? The Unitarian Universalists, that's where the Peace Choir does all their practicing and most of their performances. And so I bet you're not surprised that Emily wrote that song there.
Oh, not at all. No, wonderful acoustics there. We're very lucky.
And when she presented this song to you and said, "This is my newest song," I bet you were able to sing along just right away. Did you hear the harmonies in it right away?
Oh, well, absolutely. And it's a song that really speaks to anybody who sings and likes to sing. I mean, we all love singing with bands, but to really just get human voices together, singing together, it's really powerful. And the song, it makes sense that it sort of wrote itself.
Yeah. And you're in the midst of practicing for Peace Choir these days, right?
We're taking a break for the winter time.
Okay.
But we're starting back up in February.
Oh,
yes.
Right on. Mm-hmm. So in February, you start up, and those are on Tuesday nights, I think.
Tuesday nights,
so if you love to sing, if you can relate to that song, you should join the Peace Choir.
Absolutely.
Be in a very inspirational space, obviously, there at the UUFF. And Yeah, that's where Pat and I got married, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was wonderful. I know. Aww. So it holds a
that's
special
so
place
sweet.
In my heart also. Have you been writing some songs for just a cappella voices lately, Emily?
I have written a couple songs for just voices or just voices and percussion.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been fun, and it just brings out a totally different style of writing, you know? So that's been, it's also been fun, like, switching to new instruments. That was a big reason I started playing ukulele, is just to have, like, some variety and a different tool to use for songwriting. So,
because originally it was mostly keys for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just classical piano choir nerd.
Yeah,
that's my musical upbringing.
And well, a keyboard can be brought into all kinds of different genres, and then you bring in the ukulele, and that gives a whole different feel. Mm-hmm. And I know you brought your guitar tonight too, so
yeah, I'm being brave.
Yeah. We like that here on Alaska Live. People have shared songs that they just have written and have never performed for the public. And that last song was, it's a year old song, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, that's great. Well, let's jump back into another tune and then talk more about what you've been up to lately.
Great.
All right.
This next one we're going to do for you is not recorded yet, but this is definitely going on the next album. This is called Angeline.
She used to work at a bank in Geneva. 35, beautiful, with like a snare. She usually thrives drinking scotch in the evenings. She wrote down an address, so I met her there. Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Angeline. We got to talking about train rides in springtime, paperback novels and places we'd been. Laughing at how good and messy our lives are. She follows her compass by the tip of her pen. Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Angeline. Angeline.
Anderson and some new songs here and some favorites. That was great how it hit, Angeline hit her stride in the middle of that song. And it was just obvious when it happened. I want to leave that behind and I want to come into my own.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. What inspired Angeline?
That song was actually written for Sarah Mitchell. That was inspired by her.
Yeah.
And just, I just loved the way that she, you know, lived her life and was so, she shone so brightly and like she's still shining so brightly, you know. So
she
that song was inspired by her and our friendship. And I loved singing it with her. It was great.
I love it that, you know, even when we have loved ones who have gone before us, they're still with us in mm-hmm. so many ways and mm-hmm. keeping that spirit alive of creativity and positivity in that song is just, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. And the singing on that is so beautiful too. I can't wait to hear that recorded also. So I can play it anytime. Needing a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Well, Emily, it's so great to have you back here in Alaska because you're home for the holidays and you've done some release parties and you're doing Alaska Live. And I know you were down in Anchorage doing a few shows there.
Mm-hmm.
And you call L.A. home right now. Is that right?
I don't know. I mean, one of the places I dwell. Yes.
That's okay.
I have on occasion, and then it's been like, whoa, what is happening? So my boyfriend and I moved down about a year ago, or last October, and just to pursue music wholeheartedly, and it's been a really scary, transformative, challenging year, but I'm really happy to be there. I'm happy to be home right now.
Yeah,
it was so funny when I actually played in Juneau when I first, so I flew from LA to Juneau to play a show, and we did a little show at the radio station, and I overheard someone saying like, oh man, the bear got into the chickens again, and I was just like, I'm home.
Great.
No one ever talks about the bears eating the chickens in Los Angeles.
And if they do, they are not talking about the same thing.
I know, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's been really nice to just, like, be able to come home. And especially for these releases are just, the new songs that I've just put out are so personal. And to be able to release them with people that have, like, been alongside me with this whole journey and this whole, you know, very difficult year. It's been a really hard year for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. So that was just really special to be able to share that with them and share that space with them.
Yeah. LA and in general Alaska have to be like really worlds apart.
Oh my gosh. But major culture shock.
It sounds like it may make you really appreciate coming home to Alaska ever so much more even. And, you know, even though it's going to be 30 below, I bet you wouldn't trade the holidays in Alaska for the world.
No, it's wonderful here. Yeah. And it's really good to be able to get outside and, like, have to, you know, it takes an hour in traffic to go 5 miles, and then you come back here and you're like, oh my gosh,
I can get somewhere.
Our highway only has 2 lanes. That's so cool.
Some of our highways are gravel and rock.
I know. Hardcore.
Do you share that you're from Alaska when you talk to people in LA quite a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it accidentally, well, accidentally kind of on purpose, has just become part of my branding just because the Emily Anderson domain name was taken when I was like 15. I bought a domain name. So I am now Emily Anderson AK on everything. And being from Alaska is memorable. So I feel like that helps. And it's also a huge part of who I am and my identity. So it's not like just a coincidence or like I'm just using it for marketing. It's genuinely a part of my music and who I am and where I'm from. So.
And when I went to EmilyAndersonAK.com, I found that you had this, it's not a Kickstarter campaign, it's a different crowdsourcing funding thing. Patreon.
It's this amazing platform for artists of all disciplines. And what you do is you set up a Patreon, and it's basically a way for people to subscribe to your art. So on my Patreon, if you become a patron for any amount, you get access to all of the past stuff that I've posted, which includes unreleased demos. It includes like voice memos of song ideas that I don't send to anybody but my friends and not my patrons. I do live streams of my songwriting process. And then I also like create songs based off of what my patrons want me to write about. So I'll be like, what do you want me to write a song about? And they'll be like, massaging ground squirrels. And I'm like, cool. And so, so it's a lot of fun. And I love my patrons and I love the little community that we've built there. It's just, it's an amazing way to support artists in a way that's sustainable. Because, you know, we have a lot of like Kickstarter and GoFundMe and like those things are great for specific projects, but this is like a way to support artists on an ongoing basis in just whatever small amount or big amount that you want.
It's
you
know, so public it's broadcasting.
Scale.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
totally.
So cool. And so this, Patreon is not just for musicians. It's for
all artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was so funny. I went to a Patreon event in LA and I was expecting it to be mostly musicians, but it was mostly podcasters and
I wondered about that.
When you're, visual artists. Yeah. I was definitely in the minority, which was kind of it was really interesting and cool to connect with the other artists that now live where I live.
If you don't mind me asking, about how many patrons do you have?
I have 37 patrons right
now. Oh, that's such a cute, intimate community. Yeah. And you can
love to
always
grow it. I'd love to welcome more patrons into the Patreon community.
There's, and you can find out more about becoming Emily Anderson AK's patron at Emily Anderson AK. It sounds really fun and like a way to not just enjoy your music, but get to know, you know, your quirky sense of humor, which is so much a part of you. And, you know, requesting a song subject. I love that.
Yes.
I really love that.
Yeah, that's been so much fun. Yeah. Patrons are creative. I will give them that.
So cute. Well, speaking of songs, you don't necessarily have to do a ground squirrel song, but I bet you've got some songs up your sleeve.
I'm going to switch to guitar here.
Okay. This is KUAC's Alaska Live. My guest tonight, Emily Anderson, joined by Rachel DeTemple, fiddle and vocals, Sarah Hulak, and Flynn Lunnington.
This is a song for all the best friends out there.
I don't have the hands to count the times you've seen me cry. Lately I've been pacing floors and talking to my I'm sorry, it's been so long, but it's 2 a.m., you still pick up the phone. Margaret, you don't know the effort, I've been standing in one place for far too long. Margaret, you know that I'm full. like it did before. I'm sorry, it's been so long, but it's 2 a.m., you still pick up the phone. Margaret, you don't know that I'm falling. I've been sitting in one place for far too long. Margaret, you know that I'm falling. You can hear the weather in my voice through the telephone. Oh, 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 Margaret. Oh, 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 Margaret. Though we grow up, we don't grow apart. Memories make the miles feel less far. Margaret, you don't know the half of it. I've been sitting in one place for too long. Margaret, you know that I'm full of it. You can hear the weather in my voice through the telephone.
Gorgeous song from Emily Anderson here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Is that a newer song also?
Yeah, that one's also going to go on the next album.
Yeah,
I was toying with the idea of actually just making an album that was all women's names.
I know. Seems
we've
a theme.
Quite a few, yeah.
But
there's just so many amazing women
in
my life. I can't stop singing about them.
Margaret sounds amazing, and who inspired that one?
Honestly, it really is inspired by all of the amazing women in my life. But
it's an amalgamation.
Yeah, I just feel none of them are named Margaret.
That's good.
But there are just I have this amazing group of friends that I have known since I was a child, and I can call them at 2 a.m. and they won't. Like, be mad. They'll just answer and say, what's wrong? it's just for all those best friends that you feel like you can tell them anything and they just know you so well. Even if you haven't known them forever, you know, they're just those people that you can connect with, it seems like, on a soul level. So this song is just about those really meaningful friendships.
And I love how that is portrayed with this three-part harmony that you have going on. And it just feels so warm and so close and so great. And let's talk to your singers real quick. Sarah, do you want to step over here? All right. Sarah Hulak, welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I have never met you before, but now I feel like you have to come back sometime because, wow, your voice is really gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
And I know that you made it here in time for sound check, but you were off doing some other musical things.
Yep, I was rehearsing my jazz band. I'm the director of the Fairbanks Community Jazz Band here in town.
Oh, you are. Oh, wonderful. Are you putting on a holiday concert or it's after the holidays?
Yeah, so we had our last rehearsal tonight. We break for the rest of the year and then we come back in January and we actually have our first gig with UAF for the Here Comes the Sun event on the 11th. And actually, these two lovely ladies, Emily Anderson and Flynn Luddington, will be singing along with our jazz band for that event, so... I'm excited.
Great. The Here Comes the Sun has been part of Summer Sessions, Wintermaster, kind of their big event that they've been mm-hmm. doing. It's a bit like music in the garden, but a little less yeah. of garden, more, you know, celebrating the sun returning. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. And indoors.
And indoors.
We can celebrate indoors.
Yes. That's okay.
Yeah.
We can enjoy the northern lights as we go in and out right. of to our cars.
Agreed.
Yeah. Are you a school teacher also, Sarah, or?
No, I work here in town with Personnel Plus, but
I just
do singing and stuff around town. So.
Mm-hmm. And do you sing with the community jazz band also?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so you're one of those singing directors, right, of like a big band type of situation?
Yeah. Well, I like to get other people in as well, so it's not just me singing up there, uh-huh. you know, grandstanding, but it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
That's very cool. How many members do you have in the jazz band these days?
About around 20. Some come and go. We have everyone from high school age students all the way through music teachers. We actually have, I think, 4 or 5 music teachers, local music teachers that are in the group playing on a regular basis.
My family was all up from Kansas this summer, and we really enjoyed the music in the gardens with the jazz community band.
Oh,
it
glad.
Was wonderful. Yeah, it was really wonderful.
It's one of our favorite gigs of the whole year because yeah. it's so beautiful out there in the gardens.
So beautiful. At the Botanical Gardens here at UAF. Yeah, I can't wait to get back there in the summertime. Well, Sarah, how did you and Emily start singing together?
Oh, my gosh. I like to say this, the first time we actually met was through a competition for the Fairbanks Has Talent. And it was like the first time I ever heard her sing, and she sang a song about a nickel.
Yeah, that was a weird time, huh?
So you remember this, Emily?
Kind of, yeah, I think so. I remember we were just talking about it the other day. And she was like, "You won." And I was like, "No, I don't think I did." And I think I lost to a ringer who was like from Minnesota, but who was just like up for the summer. And her name was Corianne. And she like she came in. She like did the circuit. This was what she did. Was she would do like talent competitions in local spots.
Total ringer. Yeah. Well,
I'm not bitter.
Where's Corianne from
actually,
Minnesota
now? No, actually, I probably
now.
Wasn't because we couldn't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, look at you now, though. Singing together on Alaska Live and on stage.
Preferable. Yes. To competing.
Agreed.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Sarah Mitchell.
Yeah, and Sarah Mitchell is also like the connector.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I started singing with Emily really until Sarah Mitchell kind of brought us together through the Palace Show, and they would do
the piano bars.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was the first time I ever sang with Emily Anderson, and since then we've just become really good friends and
yeah.
sang a lot. So
yeah, really. Missing Sarah Mitchell in our lives, it's heartfelt to say, you know, reach out if, you know, you are hurting in your life. And, but yeah, I'm so glad that Sarah brought you guys together mm-hmm. and all of us together to, you know, do what we love and keep on doing it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And she just has this way of like continuing to be a human connector. It's really.
Isn't it amazing?
It's really amazing. So, yeah. It's so nice to be able to still feel connected to her through singing together and through doing these songs, you know? So yeah. I feel like that's a really special gift.
I know. I have a picture of her from Alaska Live out on our Alaska Live bulletin board mm-hmm. because just I remember that night so well, the Palace songs, and her album Gold was what she was releasing that
mm-hmm.
weekend.
Good as Gold,
Good as Gold, yeah. Oh, so good. Well, is there a next song on the set list that we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to do one that's off of the record, Simple Things. This is called Peace Like the River.
Brothers and sisters, what am I to say to you? I don't know what you're going through. I have not seen what you have seen. Oh, brothers and sisters, what am I to give?
Over me like a warm river, actually. Yeah, you know, less like Alaska river.
The river isn't that peaceful in spring either, is it?
If you're talking about Alaska river, joke, but yeah.
It just sounds good to sing better than
Peace Like a River is a really, really wonderful line from a song. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's your song. And Emily, your songs have so much story to them and emotion and character, and you keep writing too, which I love. It seems like you've been a bit on kick to write more songs lately.
Yes. Yeah. I made a goal to write 50 songs this year.
Wow, that's
the
one
almost
a week.
Almost there. I've got to play some catch up this week, but but luckily I'm like not on tour, and I have some time, and
there's nothing like a little bit of quietness in the Alaska winter and a Fairbanks northern winter to help you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, playing my piano. Oh, I missed my piano.
Oh. Yeah. At home, do you have a grand or baby grand? Or
no,
at least
I have an upright, but I
love
her.
That's okay, but you love her.
No, she's amazing. Her name is Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe. Phoebe and Emily are back together again. It's a very Merry Christmas.
I know. I picked her out from Barney McClure's piano shop when he was here. I know. I miss Barney.
I don't know if you can buy a piano in town these days.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably people trying to get rid of their pianos because they're heavy and huge and whatever. But
beautiful and perfect.
I know.
And should be played.
Should not just sit there in the corner and wow, Rachel, that was a really fun tune for you as you were plucking away over there on your violin.
I admit, I really like to pluck.
Oh, she's such a good plucker.
Really glad that Emily Anderson gives me the opportunity, honestly.
It's amazing.
Because that wasn't a four-string mandolin. It was you plucking
It's not an eight-string mandolin. Mandolins have eight strings. I know.
I know.
Way easier, which is why I like to pluck a fiddle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent. You are probably very happy to have Emily back home to play alongside her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she quote-unquote moved to L.A., but she's here like all the time. So.
Yeah.
I think we get to play together just as much as we ever did. So, like, this is my favorite way for people to move. It's good.
It's really good. Rachel, are you still heading up a band of your own these days, too?
Yeah. We're not, like, super busy at the moment.
It's okay.
But we will be again soon. Fireweed Fiddle is my band. And Dry Cabin String Band is the bluegrass band. We'll be at Here Comes the Sun, too. We'll all be at Here Comes the Sun.
Very good.
See us all live and in person there.
Yes. And that goes on at the Great Hall or in Davis Concert Hall? They're in the Wood Center
the
or something.
Hall,
it's in the Great
That's
Hall.
That's where it's been the last couple of years.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that you said that was January 11th.
Yes.
Somebody
well, I
said
didn't
that.
Say it, but yeah.
Yeah.
We can
okay,
say it now.
Cool.
January 11th.
Nice.
Rachel is also an amazing songwriter. So
I know.
Be sure to check out Fireweed Fiddle.
Fireweed Fiddle, when you debuted your band on Alaska Live, I was just charmed by your songwriting, too.
Oh, thanks, Lori.
Yeah. And so good to know that you are still in it. And
yeah, I'm not exactly like writing 50 songs a year or anything, but
hey, it is hard to keep up with
accepted,
that.
Emily.
Yeah, let's do it. New Year's is coming. We could make a pact.
Of 50, the 50 and, I'm sure at least five will be good.
50 and 2020.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, I did not say 50 good songs. There are lots of really bad songs on that
list.
You gotta
get the bad ones out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like those are all recording quality 50 songs. No.
But. I count the songs that I write, like, even with children. Like,
okay.
That is the bar.
What about the ones
children
that you write for your patrons?
Oh,
do you count the ones that you write for
the
patrons?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, those are great mental exercises.
Yeah.
And they're also super funny and fun for me to do. So.
And you're commissioned by children. You're commissioned by humans of all ages.
All ages, yeah. I started going to a church that was in walking distance. That was my requirement for finding a church in L.A. And writing songs with the kids there. So, yeah, it was really cute. We wrote a Halloween song that's also about Jesus. It's so funny. Yeah, I have a weird life.
You know, that is creativity right there. A Halloween song. It's also about Jesus. That's great.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. That might not make its debut on Alaska Live today,
no.
But someday it might be in a medley of weird, quirky tunes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've always wanted to do a children's album. That's just going to be a bee in my bonnet for a little while. We'll see. Yeah. But it would make my mom really happy.
Oh.
My mom's a preschool teacher.
And you
She's
know,
been wanting me to do a children's album for a while.
And you know when that would sell well? Christmas time.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
If you put a Halloween song on there, Halloween time.
I know, yeah.
What about the wedding album?
Oh, yeah, and I need to do a wedding album.
You're going to do a wedding album
mm-hmm.
and a children's album?
Yeah,
and
I've been doing custom yeah. wedding songs for people.
I know,
that's
right?
That's been really, really fun.
Wow, so people, you know, writing your own vows, people have been doing that for a long time.
Boring. No, just kidding.
Well, now there's a new twist on that. You can give your themes and ideas mm-hmm. and some lyric ideas to Emily Anderson, and she will write you a wedding song.
Yeah.
A really good wedding
you
song.
You can hear some examples on my website, actually.
Ooh. Yeah, your wedding songs are really good.
They're super fun.
So can you tell me about how many you've done of these?
I think maybe like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. People keep getting married. It's really a great, great problem.
So what happens when they commission you to write this song? Do you have to go perform it at their wedding?
If I can, yeah. I love to do that.
Yeah.
It's really fun. So what I do is, when I get a commission for a wedding song, is I interview the couple, and usually I already know them, but I like to get their own words out. So I'll like interview them and ask them questions and then use as much as what they actually say to me in the song as I can, and then just like make things rhyme and kind of ask them what style they want. Like, what artist do you really like? What are some of your favorite love songs? And then I try and like emulate that style. It's really fun.
That is,
I love it.
Really wonderful. My intern from last semester, this past year, Rebecca Lawhorn, she does poetry on a typewriter.
Yes.
At the farmer's market.
She does my merch. She's made some of my merch for me. I have magnets that are birch bark
yes,
refrigerator magnets
on birch bark.
And I hire Rebecca to make them, and yeah, they have my lyrics on them.
She's
amazing.
She's talented, and she does a little bit of a similar situation but with total strangers that
mm-hmm.
walk up to her booth.
Custom poetry. She used to do that on the Venice boardwalk in LA when she lived there. It was so funny. Yeah. We traded places
you
for
did.
A second.
She lives here now, and you live there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got time for, I think, two more songs. And so what
okay.
are we doing?
I think we're going to do the latest release, which is Gold.
Oh.
And I'm really excited about this song being out. I'm very proud of it, and I just think it is like a new level of my art, so it's really exciting that it's out in the world right now, and I'm really excited to get to play it with these amazing people. So here we go.
Bit broken, like I've been cracked wide open. How will I ever put myself back together again? Just a little bit shattered, like when you lose someone that matters, and so you try and you try and you try to try again. What do I do with the spaces between? Gold, oh, 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 oh. Fill 'em with gold. between the pieces just won't hold. Fill in the gold.
That's your newest release, and it's called Gold, and that'll make it out on, well, you can find that tune right now on emilyandersonak.com, and both that release and the release entitled Sarah are there, and that song is incredibly heartfelt and gorgeous and heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Heartbreakingly beautiful, though. And the imagery that goes along with that release is your face and cracks are filled with gold. And it's really gorgeous.
Thank you.
Just like the song. I know that there's some information on your website too about NAMIAlaska.org, and that's the National Alliance for Mental Health. Mm-hmm. And that's really always good to say that when, you know, you're hurting or you have, you know, some things you want to say and want someone to understand, they're there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all of the proceeds for Sarah go to NAMI Alaska and the Alaska chapters specifically. I just think that Alaska is a really hard place to live, and we have a lot of trouble. It's really difficult to find the resources that you need for mental health, and especially those who struggle with mental illness. So I think we need to change that. And so this is one small way. And also just check in with your friends, check in with your family often, because these winters are long and it can be really hard. But I think that we're much stronger as a community if we just keep on checking on each other.
It's a great reminder.
Yeah.
Do we have one more to go out on here?
We do have one more to go out on. This is not one of mine. This is a song I wish I wrote.
Looking up on the morning view.
My guests on today's Alaska Live, performing live here at the KUAC studios, Flynn Ludington and Sarah Hulak, backing vocals, Rachel DeTemple, violin, and Emily Anderson writing the songs and singing them, well, except that last one, which is that was Carole King, and that was a great cover to
God
go out
her.
On. God bless her. Oh, Emily, thank you so much for making Alaska Live part of one of your stops while you're here at home.
Thank you so much for having us. This has just been such a joy.
For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts. This is KUAC 89.9 FM Fairbanks, a listener-supported service of the University of Alaska Fairbanks.